This is episode 2474 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series this week. We are launching into a series to help you lean into life's challenges. We launch into this series with a very special interview with a mindfulness-based founder, Brandon Nolte. He is the founder of Stello Mints. That's Stello, S-T-E-L-L-O, Mints, M-I-N-T-S. And these are CBD-infused mints. And you'll hear in the interview how Brandon struggled with social anxiety and how he overcame it and how this inspired him to launch a mindfulness-based business. I'll be sharing with you occasionally interviews of mindfulness-based founders of companies that share products that you may already use or that you are interested in on your meditation journey. And all of the founders that I interview walk their talk. That's why I pursued them for an interview, because they meditate and the businesses they created are truly passions. So I'm excited to share with you Brandon's interview. Now, throughout the rest of the week, you'll be guided in your regular short 10-minute meditations, and you'll be using the different meditation techniques that Brandon has selected. He also selected your challenge for this week. The challenge is a fun one. It is a lean into it challenge, and he'll explain all about it in the interview. I also want to let you know that Brandon is offering listeners of the Daily Meditation Podcast a free sample of his Stello CBD mints. These are mints that I use myself. So if you go to stellomints.com, stellomints.com, and enter the coupon code free trial Mary, free, F-R-E-E, trial, T-R-I-A-L, Mary, M-A-R-Y, you can receive your free sample of the Stello CBD mints. And this is for the first 100 listeners. So enjoy the interview and get inspired to lean into your challenges.
All right. So I have Brandon here from Stello Mints. And Brandon, I want to thank you for joining us. It's such an honor to meet you. And it's been really fun consuming your product as well as sharing your product with others. So I thought that the audience would enjoy getting to know a little bit behind the scenes of Stello Mints.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Mary. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm excited to chat.
Great. Well, I want to ask you to start off, why did you create Stello?
Yeah, you know, as someone who grew up struggling with anxiety kind of his whole life, that I didn't have a lot of good coping mechanisms early on. And, you know, when I was a teenager, I struggled with, you know, social anxiety and talking to women and just not really knowing what to say and how to say things. And so, you know, that kind of compounded as I grew up. There was work stress, and, you know, I was always kind of looking for something to help me. I never really tried traditional anxiety medications. Maybe it didn't get that bad, but I was always looking for something. And back in 2013, I used CBD for the first time. And it was kind of this light bulb moment where it kind of took the edge off a little bit for me. It slowed my mind down and it really helped me calm down very quickly. And I didn't have a hangover effect like I think I've heard about with some more serious, you know, medications.
Sure.
So I started, you know, kind of experimenting with this stuff. I actually had a previous business that I started back in 2013 called Healthy Hemp Oil, where we sold a variety of different CBD products, you know, vaporizers, capsules, topicals, et cetera. And, you know, my learnings from that business was that people really loved CBD, and it really helped them. And I'm in the mindset that I really want to help people live happier and healthier lives. And so what I wanted to do with Stello when I brought on my partner, Tyler, was to create something that was just more accessible. You know, that the tinctures and the topicals and everything is great to use. And, you know, I still use them. They have their place, but they're just not as easy to use and as comfortable, you know, as a mint, something that was portable, something that's shareable, something that you know exactly how much you're going to get out of it. So from a form factor, we thought that was really interesting. And our goal is really to just bring it to more people, because I think there's a lot of people out there who could benefit from CBD who haven't tried it, maybe because it just seems a little medicinal for them.
Yeah, you have made it taste good. So I didn't really enjoy taking oils or droppers. So when I found your mint, I was pretty excited about it. And I really love all the flavors you offer, the lemon, the peppermint, the matcha. I like the texture of it and just the whole presentation and packaging of it as well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So I want to ask you, for those who are maybe not familiar, what is and maybe what are some of the main benefits of CBD? Why would somebody want to even try it?
Yeah, on the lower side of the serving spectrum, you typically see benefits that I was just talking about, like a subtle calming and relaxing effect. I think it's most acutely seen mentally. You can actually kind of feel your thoughts slow down. And especially if you're prone to a racing mind like myself, anyone who does meditation, you know, you see the thoughts come in and, you know, you kind of wish they could slow down. And CBD is one of those things where you can actually have an effect on that very directly. So on the smaller side of things, I think you can see a reduction in stress, a reduction in, you know, if you have any sort of anxiety, then this can be beneficial. On the higher end, you know, 40, 50 milligrams, we're talking maybe and beyond, you know, you can start talking about pain, kind of pain management and mitigation and stuff. But at least with what we created, you know, we started on the smaller end just to make something that people could really play with and just, you know, get the right serving for their body.
I enjoy taking it in the afternoon because that's when I seem to have kind of a crash and I sometimes feel kind of tired, and some people drink coffee at that time. I have some tea, but I really like to take those mints, and it's kind of a treat in the afternoon for me. So I find it very much. I feel like when CBD is offered in a liquid tincture or other form, it seems more medicinal or clinical in a way. So your mints are really a delight to take and can carry them easily in your handbag or pocket.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you know, one of the interesting little anecdotes, you know, I was, you know, doing CBD back in 2013, and you know, I'm very close to my parents and we have a really great relationship. But when I started in this business, they didn't understand it. And I think for the first maybe 5 years or so, they thought I was a drug dealer because they didn't understand that it was non-psychoactive, that there was no THC in it, that it wasn't going to get them high. And, you know, it, for somebody who's new to things, that's kind of what you think about when you see the typical CBD products, you think, I'm not going to try that. You know, I'm not a druggie. So anyway, my dad, you know, never really had any interest in any of the products I sold at my previous company, but, you know, he loves these mints because they're easy to use.
They are. And one thing that I do share as well is herbal teas. And so for me, I feel like we have lost the wisdom of plants and natural materials. And so they have a lot of wisdom that they can impart. And so I think that CBD is a really nice way to help you calm in a gentle way.
Yeah. And some of that is not by, it's not a, it's not random, I guess you could say. There's legal hurdles that have been put in place, and this could be a whole other conversation rabbit hole that we go down. But, you know, I think cannabis, the cannabis plant, which hemp is a part of that family, has been kind of ridiculed, and that's why it has stigma. So, you know, it takes look peering behind the curtain and experimenting with yourself and seeing, you know, what you feel comfortable with and what works for you to see whether or not what you've been told, you know, has any merit or not.
Yes, I agree. Well, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your meditation ritual. Fellow meditators would love to hear about that. I have really been enjoying sharing interviews with people who actually meditate and created a mindfulness-based business like you did with Stello Mints and your other business as well. So how has meditation impacted what you created?
Yeah, it's a big part of my life. And I think it wasn't that way years ago. I mean, I was the guy who bought the 8-minute meditation book and couldn't read the book, couldn't get through it, couldn't sit for more than 5 minutes. And it was a grind, I think, for the first maybe year or so. And I stopped, I put it down, I picked it back up years later, and something started to stick. Something felt more right at the time. And, you know, over time, I kind of have started to gravitate personally towards more body scanning exercises. And there's just something about feeling the interactions of your body and the world that really just puts me at ease and gets me out of my brain. It's kind of like, I think it's kind of like moving to a different channel. Like, I can be very mentally active, thinking and thinking and thinking, but then when I'm thinking about, you know, where are my fingers touching the desk and my feet on the ground and how's my back positioned, it really brings me into the now. And it's brought me a lot of joy to be able to practice stuff like that. So typically when I'm doing things, it's some breath work involved with a more of a body scan, body presence kind of meditation.
That's great. That's really beautiful. And I am really interested in how Stello complements a mindfulness practice, because it does. Your product does complement a mindfulness-based practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can see the parallels with kind of helping reduce the mental burden of thoughts. You know, I think mindfulness is a great practice, but there's moments when you need a little extra help, you need a little nudge. And that's why I think CBD is great, because it can be there when you need it. Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer that mindfulness is a fundamental practice, at least for my life, and just trying to practice being more aware, being more present, and enjoying what I have. And I'm not going to lie, it's a challenge every day, but that's what's important. And the reason we are passionate about Stello is because we think it can help people when they need it the most. And sometimes meditation just doesn't work. You know, I've tried, just as an example, sometimes my mind will be racing at nighttime because I've worked too late, or I've been on the computer doing something, or I've been reading the news, and my mind is just active, active, active. And sometimes the meditation doesn't do it for me. And I'm just lying in bed, thinking and thinking and thinking. And I can take a mint, and 10 minutes later, I'm sleeping. So, you know, it's great to have that foundation, but it's also good to have a set of tools that you can use to complement your standard mindfulness practice when you need it.
Yes. Yeah. One of the main premises for meditation is when you can relax your body, your mind can relax, because our body actually sends signals to our brain, the thoughts we think and how we feel. And so when you can calm yourself with a mint, Stello Mint, it's more than a mint. It's really a nice dose of CBD in a great way to deliver it. And the mint, it's very tasty, easy to use. And then you start to feel calmer. So you actually can relax your mind to sleep, to focus if you have more work to do, to manage stress. So it's just a nice companion, I think, to meditation. Mm-hmm. What is your long-term vision for Stello Mints?
Yeah, well, we are really passionate about the mental health space in general. I think we care about helping people with working through the challenges that they have day to day. And for everyone, that's different. I know it's easy to look down on certain, you know, first world problems and all that stuff. But the reality is that everyone has their own challenges that are very unique to them. That is something that everyone must discover, what those hurdles are. What are those waves, you know, using the kind of Stello metaphor for your life, and where are they coming from? And how can you use tools like meditation and mindfulness to overcome them? So I think our goal is to continue to provide tools and resources for people to overcome those challenges and really connect and partner with people like yourself who are doing amazing things with their meditations, which are giving people the calming and motivating words that they need to get centered and grounded during their hard day.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you have created the theme for our week that we'll be exploring along with the techniques. And I want to mention, we'll mention it again at the end of the interview here, but can you share a special gift you have for the listeners? I'm going to contribute something to that gift as well. Do you want to share?
But yeah, absolutely. So we actually just created a sample of Stello. You know, they typically come in like 30 mints per pack, and you can get them on the website. But we didn't have a way for people to just try them before they, you know, purchased a product. And I know that can be a hurdle for some people. So we're really excited to be releasing this sample because it gets people to, you know, test it out for themselves and see if CBD can work, because it's not right for everybody. But for the people who like it, they really like it. So we're offering a free sample on our website. And typically we're going to charge, you know, a marginal couple bucks for shipping. But for your audience, Mary, we'd love to just nix that completely and just have it be totally free, totally risk-free for someone to try. So for the first 100 people who go on there and try to get a free sample, we'll offer that completely free to your audience. And you can just go to stellomints.com, stellomints.com, and see the link for the free sample and check out with your information to try it.
Thank you. That's very generous. And I am going to add to that, when you go, you will get the free journal for this week's series with a daily reflection question that's customized with the theme and each week's or each day's meditation. And you'll also receive the slowdown guide with all the techniques right there at your fingertips. It will include a yoga asana that goes along with this theme, as well as an herb. And so make sure that you get that, so you'll have your own little lean in theme, because that leads us to the theme is going to be leaning into your challenges, moving with your challenges, not against them. And when you go to the Stello website, you'll notice that it's really fun. You did a great job with your branding and website. There's a surfer on these waves, and it represents, you know, kind of surfing your way through stress, or, you know, the different waves of experiences and emotions we all feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's kind of one of the ways through spiritual growth. At least that's been my experience, which is, you know, everything's easy peasy until, you know, you get triggered by something or you get upset at someone. And it's actually those moments where you have a chance to inspect, oh, what's happening inside of me? Like, what is this reaction that I'm having? And why am I blaming my wife, my husband, this person on the street, this business person, whoever it is? It's those moments that we're talking about here where you have the opportunity to lean into what's challenging and you can transform yourself. So I think it's incredibly important to inspect and be aware of those moments and have tools for them.
Can you explain where the name comes from too? Tyler was able to tell me that, but I'd love to hear that. That's a great story.
Yeah, so Stello actually means star, and it comes from a language called Esperanto. And the backstory for this is really cool. This guy who created this language, he just made it up, but you know, he was a brilliant guy to create this universal language to connect everyone across religion, across race, across country, and just bridge the borders. And we just thought that was so beautiful that, you know, somebody would try to create something. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, actually. And we just took inspiration from that. And, you know, ultimately, what we're trying to do is to help create peace within ourselves so we can create peace as a whole. And we thought that the tie-in, you know, was pretty great.
I love that. That's such a great name, Stello, for star, for the language that could connect everyone. Esperanto, yep. I've heard of that before. And it really gives me the chills too. I think that's what we're all wanting. That's what we're all striving for ultimately in the world. And we're going through these growing pains, but I think we'll get there.
Yeah, I have faith.
Yeah. So the theme of the week is to lean into your challenges. You have a special challenge. Do you want to explain the challenge?
Yes. So I challenge you, dear listener, to own your emotions and reactions to a challenge that you have. So notice as you go throughout your day, when you're upset or even triggered, and sit down with that emotion. And first, just accept that it's happening and allow it to happen. And recognize that the experience you're having is about you, and it's coming from you, and it's not coming from the outside world. And see if you can own that feeling that you're having in yourself. And I'll say just simply noting it and accepting it can be a big win, because oftentimes it's easy to say, well, this person did this thing and that's why I'm feeling this way. But not everybody reacts the same way to the same external situations. So it's really what's happening on the inside that matters.
Yes. And so that will be part of your daily reflection journal that you can pick up over on Stello Mints for the week as well. I'll include that every day, that as a reflection for you. And how about your breathing technique for the week?
Yeah, so you asked me, you know, what was kind of one of my favorite techniques for meditation before the show. And I've come across a book by Dr. Lee Lagos called Heart, Breath, and Mind. And she has this breathing technique. It's not unique to her, but it's just a 4 seconds in and 6 seconds out. And so it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the relax and digest part of the nervous system. And I think that this will also help you with working on the challenge that you have. So you can just practice breathing in for 4 seconds and then breathing out for 6 seconds. And just do that for a few minutes. I usually set a timer for 5 to 10 minutes. You know, just make it easy, something you can achieve, or just do it on your own. And you'll be surprised if you have a Fitbit, your heart rate will go down. If you have any way to track that, just notice how you feel afterwards. But for me, it's something that I've continued to go back to because I've noticed those immediate feedback loops within the body of feeling much better after having changed, just simply changed my breathing technique. It's pretty crazy.
Thank you. I'll really have fun guiding the listeners through this breathing technique this week. Every Tuesday we share a breathing technique. And I would like to ask you if there's an affirmation that you can think of that you would like to share with the listeners.
You know, the one that comes to me first is I am whole.
Oh, I love that.
I think just simple and holistic.
That's the best way to present an affirmation, because otherwise you forget it. And during your greatest need, it's great if you can, it can just be short and concise. So that is perfect. I am whole. That's a great affirmation. And is there, do you do mudras with your hands? Is there any kind of mudra?
I've never done that before, actually.
Okay, well, I'll customize a mudra for everything else you've set up. And are there chakras? Is there a certain chakra focus you'd like to?
I also haven't done much with that, so I wouldn't want to, be fibbing about that.
I'll customize that for the theme too. This will all be on the slowdown guide. So you get the journal with the daily reflection question and the slowdown guide with all the techniques. You can create a beautiful flow meditation with all the techniques. It will be right there at your fingertips on the guide. So
perfect.
Nick or Brandon Nolte, I would really love to just thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, and your inspiration for creating Stello Mints. I think that the listeners will really enjoy using a mint before they meditate, before they sleep, or when they need it most. And again, if you go to stellomints.com, you can receive the free sample as well as the slowdown guide and the journal, the daily journal. So with that, Brandon, thank you so much, and I wish you well.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being on the show, and thank you so much. It's been amazing.
So I hope you enjoyed the interview with Brandon Nolte of Stello Mints. Be sure to grab your free mints over at stellomints.com and enter the coupon code FREETRIALMARY. And that will get you the mints along with free shipping. So I hope that you now will settle yourself down and get ready to do one of the most important things you could do for yourself all day long, and that is to meditate. Sit in stillness and reflect on a challenge you're going through right now and honor your emotions. Sit with them, accept them, lean into them. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.